With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Tomorrow is Pink Shirt Day. It's a day when people around the country are asked to wear something pink in an effort to raise awareness about bullying. In Monterey County, bullying affects 1 out of 5 students in some schools. I recently spoke with the bullying prevention program manager for the local nonprofit Harmony at Home, Frances Wiesner. But she prefers to be called
Pinky.
Not because of tomorrow's Pink Shirt Day. It's because, well,
I wear pink almost all the time. And in the work that I do with children, Ms. Pinky seems to be a lot easier than Mrs. Wiesner.
As you can tell, Pinky cares a lot about the children she works with and helps them navigate the social pressures of growing up. She says Pink Shirt Day began 14 years ago in Canada when a 9th grader wore a pink shirt to the first day of high school. A number of his classmates ridiculed him and his shirt. That's when
two of the 12th grade boys, either witnessed it or heard about it, and they thought, well, that's just wrong. So they pooled some of their own money. They went to their local dollar store. They picked up about 50 pink t-shirts. They got on their computers and on their social media and said, don't do this for us. Do this for the kid who got razzed, because we all need to support this person wearing pink. There's nothing wrong with that. And they just got a hold of as many people as they could and invited everybody to wear pink the second day of school, the very next day. Out of 1,000 students, 800 kids showed up at school in pink.
So how do you define bullying, and how is it distinguished from somebody who's just, say, angry?
Yeah, I typically don't refer to people as bullies or victims. I typically say the person who is exhibiting bullying behavior and the person who's being targeted, because human beings rarely ever have one particular role. In some circumstances, you're in a position of power. In other circumstances, you're not in a position of power. So if we label people as bullies and victims, then we kind of relegate them to one particular facet of themselves when there may be multiple facets.
Is there a certain age in which bullying occurs, or does it occur throughout a person's life?
What we find when we statistically survey students and schools, the highest rates of incidence of bullying are in third grade. And they drop down consistently over time from third grade to high school, with some small peaks in middle school. The highest rates of incidence are for third graders, which usually surprises people.
I'm surprised by the young age as well. Have you spotted a reason why that is?
I haven't done any peer-reviewed research, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it has a lot to do with the fact that at third grade, they're becoming much more verbal than they were in kinder, first, and second, and a lot more social, but they don't yet have the life experience to manage it very well.
The last year has been online, so most students have not had personal contact. Have you noticed, or have there been any reports of differences in how students reacted online as opposed to in class?
This year, when we surveyed the students, we saw some interesting changes. In the previous 2 years, students reported that bullying was happening consistently to about 14-15% of the students, 2 to 3 times a month or more. This year, when we surveyed, it was 4%.
Wow. So it's gone down.
Yes. They also gone up slightly in reporting empathy for each other. They've gone up significantly in reporting that they would step in for another person.
So for all of the difficulties about online learning, at least in this one area, it's been an improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, we have like 15 or 16 schools that we currently actively survey, and we've only surveyed one so far. The rest are all due to survey in the spring. But this one particular school, and I think it ties in very directly to the fact that they've been doing weekly bullying prevention lessons consistently since the beginning of the school year.
Is there a way for parents to spot it, or teachers or others?
It's largely about being alert. Bullying occurs most often where the ratio of adults to children is low. Really, about maybe as much as 70 or 80% of bullying happens when grown-ups aren't around. But we can watch the patterns of students. If you see anything, take time, step in, and say, stop. That's not okay with me.
That's Pinky Wiesner, Bullying Prevention Program Manager for the local nonprofit Harmony at Home. She'll be wearing pink tomorrow. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.